Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
With major changes coming to the tax code, the Internal Revenue Service has a very big job ahead of it. It's got to figure out how to put those changes into place and how to explain them to millions of Americans filing tax returns. And for the past few years, the IRS has already been struggling to keep up with its current workload after huge cuts to its budget and to its staff. Joining us now on Skype is former IRS Commissioner John Koskinen. He was nominated by President Obama in 2013, and just last month, on November 12th to be exact, he retired. John, welcome.
I'm delighted to be here.
What's the state of the agency that is now responsible for carrying out this tax law?
Well, it's got a wonderful workforce dedicated to the mission of the agency, but it is significantly constrained by a lack of resources. The budget is $900 million below where it was in 2010, even though we've got 10 million more taxpayers and a lot of work to do.
So, all right, what does that mean? Best case scenario, if everything goes smoothly and you've got an agency that's endured $900 million of cuts over the last several years, how big is the job ahead?
Well, even without the cuts, the job would be very big. It's obviously the biggest tax overhaul in 30 years. But when you've lost over 21,000 employees, it means that the challenge is much more difficult and significant.
How so? If I am an American taxpayer and I want to get in touch with the IRS because I have a question, and you can bet there's going to be a lot of questions out there in the coming months, what can the public expect when they try to interact with the agency?
Well, they can expect the employees are going to try very hard to give the best service they can. But with proposed cuts in the House and Senate yet on top of the $900 million, I think taxpayers are going to have to expect it's going to take longer than anyone would like for them to get a hold of somebody on the phone.
You've used pretty dire language in your description of what you could see coming. You have said that it's possible that the IRS could collapse. Do you really believe that?
I really do. I talked to a number of congressmen and senators before I left saying that this is a real challenge and a real problem, that you can't keep cutting the budget of the agency without either threatening the ability of its information technology to process the filing season or without over time threatening the compliance rate of the public. A 1% decline in the compliance rate costs the government $33 billion a year.
Hmm. How did the IRS handle the 1986 tax overhaul?
Well, there were a couple of things going for the agency and the public then. First, it was over 2 years of consideration, so people had a longer time to prepare for what the bill was going to look like. The IRS was better funded to begin with, and my understanding is the Congress provided additional funding in recognition of the fact that the tax reform then was going to require a lot of work. There's been no indication yet that the Congress is prepared to provide more funding for the IRS now, but it's critical for the agency and for the taxpayers.
Well, I mean, and you know as well as anyone probably that Republicans have used the IRS as a punching bag over the years. They've threatened to abolish it. They've accused it of being political. They've even threatened over the years to impeach you. But in this law, the language is pretty clear that lawmakers are delegating the execution of the bill to an agency that they seem to distrust. Does that concern you?
Well, it is a recognition on the part of the Congress that ultimately, when push comes to shove, they have confidence the agency can do the work. The agency continues to get new programs, new credit programs. It's a major anti-poverty agency now, providing over $100 billion in refundable credits across the board. So it is an irony that on the one hand, you have the majority in Congress attacking the IRS, and on the other hand, you have them relying upon the IRS to implement everything, including this new tax bill.
You retired just about a month ago, as we've said. So, I mean, how involved was the agency as Congress moved forward with drafting it?
Well, it was a major difference from the Reagan tax reform in 1986. At that time, what you had was the representatives of the Congress and the administration debating tax policy that should be included in the bill, and the IRS at the table, not with an issue in the policy side, but basically helping draft the bill to make sure that it was understandable by taxpayers and administratable. This time around, while we made it very clear that we had no dog in the fight about the policy, I continued to encourage the tax writers and the administration to draw upon the expertise of the dedicated employees at the IRS. And as a general matter, that didn't happen.
Now, one more question I want to ask you. Republicans have promised that it would simplify the filing process. The president even said, you know, you could file your taxes on the back of a postcard. What do you think? Will this law make it easier for Americans to do their taxes?
Well, for a significant number of Americans who take the standard deduction, which now has been doubled, the filing of their return will be better. There were 60% of people didn't itemize before. The estimate is that about 90% of taxpayers now will not itemize. They'll, in effect, file a straightforward, what we call a 1040EZ is the name of the form. And it's not quite a postcard, or you might view it as a big postcard, but it's straightforward and relatively simple. So for about 30% of the taxpayers, this will be an improvement.
That's John Koskinen, former IRS commissioner, recently retired about a month ago. John, thank you very much for your perspective on this.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been my pleasure.